Warren Christopher's longest discussion yet on the hostage issue.
Although some progress was made, U.S. officials are concerned that President Carter's defeat at the polls may further delay the hostages' release. The problem centers around Iran's insistence that the 52 Americans be freed in four separate groups, as and when the four conditions approved by the Iranian parliament are adhered to. I understand that President Carter may press Ronald Reagan to reassure the Iranians that he will abide by the terms of any settlement negotiated by the Carter administration. However, so far, the president-elect has refused to become involved, saying that the hostages remain Mr. Carter's responsibility and he would not want to appear to interfere. Andrew Mandelstam, IRN, Washington.
A man is undergoing emergency surgery after being trapped in the wreckage of his car with a steel pipe through his chest. The man was impaled after his vehicle was involved in a collision with a lorry at Barking in East London. Independent Radio News, it's 3 minutes past nine.
Devon bus workers are resigned to the fact that 120 drivers and conductors are to lose their jobs when Western National cuts back its services next month. Mr. Vivian Taylor, district organiser for the Busman's Union, the NUR, says there's no point in fighting the cuts.
It's a question of facing up to the realities. If we were to say we'll fight the cuts and strike action, that at the end of the day would be counterproductive, because the only way at the moment that we could retain jobs is by men coming to work for nothing, in effect. And that obviously is nonsense.
Traffic commissioners have agreed on cuts which will mean 20 fewer buses on Western National routes in Exeter, East and Mid Devon, and a reduction of 1 million miles a year. Some services will be dropped, especially in the evening and on Sundays, but there will be some new routes to serve new housing districts in Exeter and towns in Somerset. 40 workers at Exeter's Halmed Misco engineering plant are back at work today after their 36-hour unofficial strike. Union spokesman Ken Jones said they decided not to push their dispute over separate negotiating rights. He said talks were already scheduled with management for the new year. A Sea King helicopter and two ships are still searching for a seaman lost overboard off the North Devon coast. The man was swept off the German trawler Bremen early this morning. The ships began the search immediately, and two more are heading to the area about 60 miles west of Hartland Point. The chairman of a controversial music festival due for Exeter next summer has backed out of an open meeting at the university today. Helen Hughes reports.
Anti-apartheid workers have criticised the festival because of South Africans taking part in it. They say this appears to support the South African regime. But Lionel Breyer from the International Festival of Youth Orchestras says it's not political. He says he was willing to speak to the students about the festival and its aims, but not to take part in a political debate. The Guild of Students had also lined up speakers from the African National Congress and Aberdeen, where the festival has been held for the past 7 years. Mr. Breyer says he's surprised at opposition to the festival. He sees it as helping to fight apartheid. Helen Hughes, Devon Air News.
East Devon's Housing Committee is adopting the new Government Housing Act and stopping tenants of old people's bungalows and flats from buying them. The authority says it's receiving at least one inquiry a day from tenants wanting to buy their own houses. But it says it's 7,000 tenants and are now more than £30,000 behind in their rent. And today's weather, the cold east to northeast wind will bring more light rain and drizzle at times during the day, with sleet or snow on high ground. Winds will get up to gale force at times, especially in exposed areas. And the maximum temperatures, 5 degrees centigrade, that's 41 Fahrenheit. Keith Cooper here at the Devon Air News Desk.
It's great to be a part of Devon.
Devon Air. 6 minutes past 9 o'clock, and a very good Friday morning. Warm welcome to the very first Paul Owen Show here on Devon Air Radio. Thanks to Bob Kingsley for the past 3 hours. He'll be back between 6 and 9 on Monday morning. Have a good weekend, dear boy. And I'm with you every weekday from 9 to 1. For the first half an hour of the programme, it's the hits and the headlines in yesterday once more. And today, it's November the 7th, 1962.
It's yesterday once more.
Let's Dance from Chris Montez, number two on this day 18 years ago. And in the news, Yuri Rosqvist, a Swedish housewife, beat 300 men drivers to win the Argentine Grand Prix motor rally for standard cars. She averaged a speed of 79 miles an hour and arrived 3 hours ahead of her nearest rival. And in Paignton, a little nearer home, another great achievement by a woman. This time, Miss Ellen Dart celebrated her 108th birthday. and it was believed to be one of the oldest women in Britain. And it's Yesterday Once More, November the 7th, 1962.
There is nothing quite like she.
Hello, I'm Gillie Cooper, and I think there's nothing quite like she because it's such great value. In the November issue, for instance, you get 3 months free membership of the Countdown Discount Shopping Club. You can send for a free sample of Alida Gibbs All Clear Shampoo. And there's a super offer of ready-to-sew cord pinafores and dungarees for kids from only £3.50. Plus an amazing value skiing holiday offer and vouchers for 50p off tickets to the big ski show at Earls Court. It's all in the November issue of She. It's out now, and quite honestly, you can't afford to miss it.
We're going your way. Whichever way you're heading, Forest Self-Drive Hire will take you there. Whether you need to rent a van, truck, car or minibus, Forest Self-Drive Hire are going your way. With depots in St Austell, Plymouth, Torquay and Exeter, you can be sure of friendly service, reliability and most of all, inflation-beating rates from Forest Self-Drive Hire. Remember, we're going your way. Forest Self-Drive Hire. Hennock Road, Marsh Barton.
Well, of course, sir, you really need the PLL1000. That's the one with the linear motor drive tangential tracking system, which has an SN ratio of 78 dB. And of course, it
when
has
you buy hi-fi equipment, it's good to get advice from the salesman, but you don't always want to be bombarded with meaningless technical jargon. Michael Rogers Hi-Find Audio Center will give you helpful advice in layman's terms. Michael Rogers offers the widest range of Pioneer hi-fi equipment, and you can make up a complete system from as little as £175. Call in at Michael Rogers Hi-Fi and Audio Centre, 9 Princess Hay, Exeter.
Stanfield and White, can we help you?
Yes, Stanfield and White cater for all your motoring requirements as your Datsun dealer. We have fully equipped workshops, substantial part stock and factory-trained personnel. Come and see the comprehensive range of new Datsuns, including the exciting new Bluebird. Browse around our display of quality guaranteed used cars and find out about our excellent part exchange offers. There are no parking problems and we're conveniently situated on the outskirts of Exeter on the Honiton Road. Please call in or telephone Exeter 68187.
It's cold and windy.
Eleven and a half minutes after nine, the first day on the air for Devonair Radio. Hope your Friday morning's going well, and I hope we've brought a little bit of sunshine into your life this morning. And it's the hits and the headlines of November the 7th, 1962, and number four in the charts was Mark Winter.
She's Venus and blue.
One time known as Terry Lewis, that's Mark Winter and Venus in Blue Jeans. It's November the 7th, 1962, and the day of the Brighton to London Veteran Car Rally, in which 239 cars took part. And if you're interested in cars, a brand new Daimler cost £2,695 on this day 18 years ago.
Ramblin' Road.
Late great Nat King Cole from 1962, November the 7th, 18 years ago, in fact, and that was number 7 in the charts. And the number 1 selling tune on this day, 18 years ago, was Telstar by the Tornadoes. And it was a talented recording engineer, Joe Meek, who not only wrote Telstar, but also started the Tornadoes. He did it, so he said, as a direct challenge to the continuing supremacy of the Shadows, as Britain's only really distinctive all-instrumental outfit. And what with astronauts zooming around the world in never-increasing numbers, a composition called Telstar just had to succeed.